This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Max Pack.
That's right, baby. It's Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. That's cool. A lot of people hating on Cags. Love it, baby. Love it. Oh, buy now. Buy now.
You can't hate on a rookie baseball player. No. You really can't. Again, it's the organization's fault, in my opinion, why he didn't have success this year. Not his fault. He wasn't ready to come up. They didn't have any bats. They needed to bring him up. They rushed him up to the big league level. He was not ready. Do not hold that against him.
You want to give somebody the month off?
Yeah.
Jay Beagley told us to play this audio set. Text line said, that's the last thing Mark Sanchez.
Take the year. You know what? You know what? Once Halloween's over, which is coming up very fast, we're in the tail end of the year. The holidays are here. People stop working. I'm going to give you the rest of the year off just for that one right there, man. That was outstanding.
The last thing Mark Sanchez.
God.
Back it up, Terry.
I mean, still, we talked about it yesterday, I know, but imagine being that poor dude trying to do your terrible job of emptying grease traps, and you got this buffoon coming up to you trying to attack you as he's trying to run wind sprints in an alley.
Oh, boy.
Oh, when will he be back on TV?
Never. He'll be with Barstool in about 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
It's great. He's only 38.
I know. I thought he was older than that, too. Like, yeah, I thought he was closer to my age,
he
honestly.
He could still be playing quarterback.
He could be. I mean, you're seeing the Icy Hot Bowl that's coming up on Thursday night, right, with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah, who was it that said that?
It was one of the linebackers for the Steelers. I forget who it was.
That's great.
Was it Cam Hayward that said it?
That's who it was. It was Cam Hayward.
Oh, nice.
Icy Hot Bowl, you're baby. Right. Yes. And then Rodgers with no personality. Well, yeah, there's that. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Now, Rodgers is out there now complaining about the field surface at his stadium.
Gotcha.
Because Pittsburgh plays there, and he doesn't think the college should be allowed to play on the field because it's ruining the field. So we don't want turf fields. We want grass fields. We want grass fields that nobody plays on. Got it. So we want a brand-new, perfect grass surface for every game that is going to take place in the NFL.
That's right.
Okay.
Before we get into Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, I want to give a little update on what is.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Quickly, before we get to Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, we get into our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. With Rashee Rice coming back, we ask you, what's your favorite rice? Or what is the best rice? On the Fan 965 Twitter poll, white rice, Spanish rice, combination fried rice, cilantro lime rice. The leader in the clubhouse, combination fried rice at 44.5%, cilantro lime rice at 27.7%. Last place, white rice, as it should be.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
It needs something.
That's why we turn it into fried rice.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
I voted for Spanish rice. I love me some Spanish rice.
I voted cilantro lime.
I have not voted yet, but I will be voting for fried rice.
Yeah, there you go. The combination fried rice. Yeah.
Not the lichen cilantro lime rice.
I mean, it's a close. It's up there, man. Would there be a rice that we didn't mention that you'd vote above the
well,
four?
Well, see, that's I was going to ask that, and I'm glad you did. Have people started to comment, where's, you know,
well, somebody said, well, yeah. Somebody said in the text, risotto is the obvious answer, but since it's not on there.
Risotto is something you go out for. Like, that's absolutely. One thing. Like you can make most of the stuff you want at home. Risotto is an absolute going out meal. Go to Jasper's, get you some risotto.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know he had it.
I don't know that he does either, but I just said that he did. So, Jay, you better have some risotto on the menu.
I was just saying, like, damn, I'll go there today, dude.
I am for risotto, dude.
May swing by for some risotto and strawberry pie with the Ooh. Godfather this week, okay?
Hello, America.
Can't make it up. Max Pack, go ahead, Mac.
All righty. Let's start at number five. It's the Detroit Lions. I could put them higher, but they're number five. And we'll get to the four above them that I think are better and the reasons why. But we know why Detroit's good, right? They can run the ball. Jared Goff's solid when he's given time. Dan Campbell's proven himself as a head coach. That defense can fly around when Trey Hendrickson's not, you know, shoving people 2 seconds too late.
Who?
Trey Hendrickson.
You've been with me too long. It's Aiden Hutchinson. Who ever thought I would be the guy correcting the names?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's keep going. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number four. A lot of people are up in arms that he is not the MVP lead. What I will say to you is that's fine. Maybe right now, if the season ended today, he would probably win the award. These odds are projections, right?
Yeah,
These odds are based on projections, based on what you think will happen. Mahomes is going to win more games, right? He's going to win this division, and he's playing at an MVP level.
And they also know where to get money on both sides. Vegas wants to get a 50-50 split on each side, so they know what they're doing, yeah. They know people are going to put money on Mahomes.
They're not going to stick Baker Mayfield at minus 115. No one's going to bet on him. And if they make Mahomes plus 600, everyone's going to make a lot of money because he is going to be the MVP this year. Tampa Bay, though, incredible offense, even without their guys. Mike Evans may be back this year or maybe back this week. We'll see about Igbuka. Chris Godwin
out
for a few
weeks.
I'd like
to see what it looks like this week.
That's fair.
Igbuka was there for the first half.
Yep.
And Baker did rally.
Good point, Dusty.
But I want to see it this week.
Who's the OC down there in Tampa? Do we know?
It was Liam Cohen.
I can't remember his name. Yeah, because it's new. Yeah, that they play the Lions Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a really, really fun game. Their OC, Josh Grizzard.
Never heard of him. I mean, don't people eat chicken grizzards?
Mm.
You fry the grizzards?
Oh, yeah. Love grizzards. Previously coached at Duke University.
Oh, wow. Great.
He's got some track record.
So what is he, 25, 6 years old, never experienced life and calling plays without his...
He looks a little older. Look, maybe 40s. I can look up.
Because Bowles is a defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked who the coordinator was. You got all week, though, to prepare.
You're right. 35. He's young.
We'll see.
You have a busted defense. So you kind of a busted offense versus a busted defense. Take the over.
I'll take the offense on that one, yeah.
So number four, the Bucs. They've been able to fight through that stuff just like the Chiefs have. Number three, the Bills. I am worried about this defense officially. Like Bob's been mentioning since week one, I'm officially that is on high alert. But who else is good in the AFC, honestly? I mean, it's the Chiefs and it's the Bills. Josh Allen's the
I'm not buying. I can't buy a Daniel Jones-led team.
Are the Colts – the Colts are regular season good.
Yeah.
I don't know if in January, like I don't –
They have the best point differential in the NFL.
I know it's crazy.
It
like
is.
They're
because if we give Seattle is Seattle and the Colts are they the same team?
I like Seattle better. I like their quarterback better.
Tied with the Colts in point differential. By the way, did you see what the point differential is for the Cincinnati Bengals this year?
What?
-80.
Oh my God.
Golly.
Yeah. I mean, we said that though going into the year their defense stunk and nobody did anything about it. So I don't want to hear people in Cincinnati complaining.
Yeah.
Number three, the Bills. Number two, the Rams. I like this team, even without Puka Nacua questionable. Like, I think he'll be back this season. Mm-hmm. He may be back this week. I am a little
Matthew
scared.
Matthew Stafford is sticking it up my ass, isn't he?
He's.
I don't know if you can stay healthy.
The guy had a neck injury at the beginning of the year. Nobody was talking about it. It's a legit worry.
It's like a back injury. And they're like, I don't know if you can stay. We thought it was weekend at Bernie's and Rams camp.
Yeah.
Hold my beer, you idiot radio host. Here's Matthew Stafford.
Top five quarterback, top five coach, top five wide receiver duo. top five defense, frankly, right now. I know I said yesterday there's not any elite defenses. I would still stand by that, but this is one that'll fly around that can rush the passer with four guys. Not many teams can do that. I've been begging for us to be able to do that, but that doesn't matter. Doesn't change our ranking. Number
Kyren's
one.
Sick.
Kyren Williams is...
He's good.
He's really good.
He's really good at catching and everything. He's like, what, third in receiving yards for running back behind McCaffrey and... Why do I not know who the second is? But either way, I think he's like top three.
So here's the thing with those two teams. You mentioned Seattle and the Rams. Even in the NFL, West Coast teams get slept on, man. Because I think people are sleeping on the Rams. Nobody's talking about the Rams as well as you just did, right? You look up Good Morning Football. They're interviewing Tampa guys. They're interviewing, you know, East Coast type stuff. I mean, that's I know it's early in the morning. I get that. But nobody's talking about Seattle. Nobody's really talking about the Rams.
No, that whole NFC West is actually, well, it was a couple weeks ago. The Cardinals have gone down and the 49ers are screwed now. So it's really just the Rams and the Seahawks. But yeah, they're fun out there in the NFC West. That was my Super Bowl pick was Chiefs and Rams. And number one is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Homer.
Easy.
The best team in the NFL.
Best team in the NFL. It's and I don't know close. How close it is. Yeah, I don't think it's close right now. Yeah.
I'm with you, and I am a homer.
Did they just get somebody back this week that's pretty, pretty
who, the
good?
Chiefs? Yeah. Some receiver or something. I don't know.
How many injuries are they battling?
Well, none now, right?
Well, I mean, the Simmons situation.
Hey,
I'm not opening my thighs, please. So my bottom feeders we'll get to.
Yes.
Coming in at number five on the list, the Buffalo Bills. They have now lost two in a row. Their defense stinks. Their quarterback can't win a big game. They have no offensive weapons of which to speak. Their coach wears fake rec specs, female glasses, or whatever the hell
they
he had on the other
by
day.
The way, $12.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly. So so the Buffalo Bills come in at number five on my bottom feeders this week. Coming in at number four, the Browns are on that list. They're making everybody available except for Myles Garrett. So they've got to be on that list at number four.
Yeah, they can see there. You're a happy landlord with them. They pay their rent every week.
They really
on
do.
Time.
Yep, they really do.
Every Wednesday at 7:25, they are paying. They're
Browns,
at the front door.
They're right there. The Dolphins coming in at number three this
another
week.
One.
Another great. You know, just pay your rent. You're there. Thank you very much. Number two, the Tennessee Titans are number two this week. Even though they fired their coach, they still were able to get a win. And the New York Jets may be the most disarrayed football team I think I've ever witnessed. I mean, every day it's something more. Now you got Aaron Glenn out there saying that he should have switched quarterbacks and all this kind of stuff. I mean, like, they're 0-6 with a coach that just doesn't have a clue.
Gosh, you can't say that, man. I should have switched.
Well, I'm paraphrasing. It was one of those. I could have done some things differently and looked, you know, that type of stuff.
Sounds
but.
A lot like...
I mean, I don't know. Aaron Glenn may be the next guy fired. I don't know who's going to be the next coach fired. There's something about Miami that tells me that guy may last longer than we think. I think it's the quarterback now. I think they're going to run his ass out of town.
I don't think they can. Looked at his contract. He's got a $90 million dead cap next season.
Oh, my God.
After yeah, they have to keep him on the team next year.
He
but after that,
up.
They can get out.
How can he blow an Achilles?
Well, ask Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Field surface.
Go to the Jets.
Oh, my God. So they got to stick with him for at least one more year.
One more season.
At least on the roster.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wouldn't allow that from impacting me. If there's a quarterback that you love out there in the draft, whoever that may be this year, it ain't Manning. Maybe it's, you know, the guy who's already in Miami.
Yeah,
I mean,
Carson Beck.
Arch is coming around.
He had a good game last
he
week.
He did have a good game
and
last
probably
week.
Probably the second biggest game of the year for them.
And again, I don't think he's going to come out of the draft this year. I really
don't.
I really don't.
God, no, he's not coming out of the draft, no.
Yeah, he did okay in the Red River
Shootout. Yeah, he was good in that game. Yeah. I was actually impressed. I was waiting for him to fall, you know, on his face, and he never did.
Because I was watching that Mizzou game the whole day, and then I flipped over Red River, and I was like, whoa, Texas in the victory formation? Arch Manning did what?
Wow. Arch.
Got a good 22-6 or something like that. Final score.
Got a good Saturday. This Saturday, baby.
Yeah, we do.
Tennessee, Bama, and Ole Miss and Georgia.
Old Mississippi taking on Georgia in a battle between the hedges down south.
And a battle between the coaches and calories. Let's get into one
word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Well, we segued it perfectly. Let's start with Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart. Lane Kiffin was asked about, you know, their coaching tactics, how they run around the sidelines a lot. And the reporter was like, well, you probably both burn a lot of calories. Who burns more? This is what Lane Kiffin had to say.
off-the-wall question. You and Kirby, two most probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game, you or him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it looked like he's burned too many calories.
He couldn't wait to get that joke out.
He loved saying that.
He loved that joke. I wouldn't be surprised if he asked that guy to ask a question about that just so he could get in that zinger, right? Fun. That's what sports should be. Fun. People are going to get offended. If you're getting up this morning putting your get offended pants on, take them off. That's nothing to be offended about. That was fun. And I hope Kirby Smart fires back at him. At least my daughter dates somebody on my team. You know, something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, rivalry, smack talk, all that sort of stuff. You know, it's not like he said he was a fat ass. It's not like he said anything like that. He just said doesn't look like he's wearing too many. And Kirby's probably sitting there watching going, Lane, all right.
All right.
All right, well, here we go.
And he said he walked by the TV. No, you were watching his press conference. It's okay to say that.
Now Kirby Smart can fire back. We're like, well, at least I'm not going through a midlife crisis.
You know, like,
exactly. Like, I mean,
we got to get a fire back from Kirby today, right? You got to.
And I hope he doesn't take it too harsh.
No, I know.
I know. Absolutely, I know he will.
He will, you said?
Oh, Kirby Smart will.
Oh, yeah. He wears a visor, right?
Of course. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's taking that personally.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll comment on it either. He'll wait till they win, and then he'll say something super petty after the game.
After the game, yeah.
Go eat a salad, loser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. That's not funny anymore. Not the only people clapping back in college football. Brent Venables on playing in the SEC and it being a one-possession league. Quote, this isn't the old Big 12 days where Oklahoma destroys everybody every single week except one game of the year. Big 12 conference, their admin on Twitter, formerly known as X, tweeted, Coach Venables lost 8 conference games in his 2 seasons in the Big 12.
I love it. It was great. We need more of that. Savage is the one word. That was a beautiful tweet by the conference. Way to go, Big 12.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
About time the Big 12 is fighting for themselves. You know, for so many years and decades, they were just pushed over by everybody else. They hired that new commissioner down there. He used to run the WWE, and now they're fighting back. I like that. What's his name? Brent Venables, the commissioner of the Big 12 or something like that? But fire back at Oklahoma. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
Little cojones.
Yeah, there's my word.
There you go.
Balls.
Yeah.
That's what that takes, man. Like, nothing's going to happen to you. Somebody's going to write an article. Somebody's going to tweet it. It's going to start a little bit of an S storm, and why not? The best news is talked about news. Like, you don't want to be quiet.
Yeah, it's
great.
Stand
up. Stand your ground.
It's about time the Big 12, though, is fighting back because they've been a doormat for so long. Just let everybody push them around. We're taking this team and we're taking it. Okay, we'll go get USF. Okay, we'll look at Rice. Okay. Finally, the Big 12's got some balls.
We got pretty heated about the referees earlier. Chris Long got a little heated about PFF grades. This was him on his podcast.
Get Mahomes quarterback 13 of 32 off my television screen. We're talking about legislation, what our kids shouldn't see at school, what they shouldn't be learning about. Like, should we have political ads on television? I want the PFF scores off the TV as bad as I want political ads off the television because, like, God forbid there's somebody watching the game who doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Right.
They're going to be badly misguided, brother. 13th best quarterback in the league? I mean, if I was not Nandy, and maybe he earned it this year, but I would f***ing sue. I'd be in Chris Collinsworth's backyard, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the window.
Look, I was there first with all this PFF nonsense, and everybody's coming around how they're garbage. Semi-pro football out of focus was not a term that I just made up for bleep's sake. It's because it's lies, it's deceit, it's misinformation. I couldn't agree with that guy, Chris Long, any more than what he said, because he's right. If you're looking at these grades, sorry, you don't know what you're looking at, because that does not describe what's happening out there on the field. Love it by Chris Long. My number one word is agree.
My one word would be tenacious, right? There's many examples he uses to what they're trying to do. And the propaganda that they're trying to say that Mahomes is this, all that, then why is he leading the league in MVP, predictions?
But he's only the 13th best quarterback.
Sure. All right. Well,
what 12 are you taking over Patrick if you're starting a team?
13 seems to be a popular number here in Kansas City. So, yeah, kiss it.
Yeah, PFF can suck it. They gave Josh Allen a better grade for that last game than Mahomes on Sunday night.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know, man.
I didn't need to know that.
How many interceptions did Patrick Mahomes throw on Sunday?
Zero.
How many did Josh Allen throw?
Two, okay. Right?
And he got a better grade.
It was like that, or like 1 point. They were right there. It was like 75 and 76, and I can't remember if he was 76, but like they were even. They were calling that a wash.
That was Carrington. Yeah. Semi-pro football out of focus. Wash! Yeah, if you're still looking at pro football focus stats and using that to grade players, that's antiquated, man. You're in the Stone Age.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't start Patrick Mahomes this week because he's the 13th best quarterback in fantasy.
That's exactly right.
Start Geno Smith because he's 11th.
He's ranked higher.
I don't know why my team can't win.
Because you're starting a bunch of losers. But Chris Collinsworth is nerd son said I should. I'm Jack Collinsworth.
PFF even knows this guy's good. Puka Nacua, this was him on the sidelines of their game last week against the Ravens. They were kind of struggling to score. They ended up winning 17-3, but this was him in the middle of the game trying to get his team hype.
Hey, 44 playing. Come here. We get the ball past the 30, we're scoring touchdowns. No more than this field goal. We're running two, we're putting the offense ball in our hands, and we're making plays, all right?
Come on.
I know we failed it.
Come on.
What the are we doing? Strain that extra second, bro. We're better than this. We get the ball inside. We want to spike that. We want to dance. Earn the right to dance.
Let's go.
Earn the right to dance. Come on.
End zone, baby.
Come on.
Leader. That's the one word you use there. Mm-hmm. Is his kicker like Harry, too? Got to get inside the 30 to make sure you got a chance?
I'm shocked. I didn't know that was what Puka was bringing.
I didn't know he was that fiery.
It's awesome, dude.
I did not know, A, that was his voice. I didn't know, B, that was his sort of passion. So I will be shocked. I mean, I'm shocked, man, because that's Puka with a broken leg, baby.
Yeah, seriously.
Or not a broken leg, but, like, I haven't seen I don't know what his IL destination could be or what his games miss could be. I know, obviously, it's Wednesday of the new week, so we'll start to get more and more information around 3 o'clock from all the insiders in the league. But damn, that's awesome, man. Sign me up, dude.
Yeah, dude. Goosebumps for sure. And then baseball happened last night. Dodgers won.
Told you.
Another 3-2. Muncy into center field. Frelick turns and runs. That ball's deep. Frelick jumps. And it is up and out of here. Max Muncy.
Dodgers now up 2-0 in the NLCS against the Brewers. 5-1 was the score.
Golf is my one word because this is par for the course.
Yeah. No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Is it interesting?
No.
And I love your point about, yeah, they should win because then maybe we'll change some things in baseball. But last night, more information came out about baseball and TV ratings and how high the playoffs have been, up 30% from last year.
Wow.
Like the DS is the highest DS in decades. I mean, like huge television numbers right now. And these morons, idiots, simpletons, dopes, idiots, fools in baseball are talking about a work stoppage at this time next year. I have talked to so many people recently that are starting to understand that this work, like my neighbor got me yesterday or 2 days ago, Fred. He's like, hey, I got a question. I go, yeah, is it stadium related? He goes, no. I said, good. He said, because that may be happening sooner rather than later. He said to me, he goes, I hear baseball may have a work stoppage. I go, yeah. He goes, idiots. I go, yeah. I was talking to other friends of mine, our text, I was like, is this real? Like, and I'm like, yeah. They're like, how could baseball be that stupid? If baseball goes into any sort of work stoppage, whether it's a lockout, a strike, and even if it's during the off season, the perception is you're in a work stoppage. You guys are effing morons that run the game.
Mm. Yeah, tough. But yeah, I mean, last night, what is it? Was it Jackson Chirio? Is that who hit the home run?
Well, Muncy hit the one that I played. I don't know who.
Yeah, well, the Brewers hit a home run in the first
inning. Brewers are up 1-0 to start. Yeah, front row Amy was having herself a day.
And then Yamamoto, again, Dodgers, nearly perfect the rest of the game. Complete game shutout.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah,
I mean, the first batter of the game, and then it was done.
It was over.
You're right.
One run, three hits, complete game shutout. Yamamoto, how you doing? 111 pitches.
He threw over 100 pitches,
damn.
Too. How's that, nerds? Some nerd would have been running down there. Get him out of the game.
You're not supposed to do that.
Freddy Peralta, too. One of the better pitchers in the National League. Fast Freddy, man. 176 innings pitched, 220 strikeouts. 5-1 loss, Dodgers. And it's not even Otani. I mean, he's like, he went in the game last night, 1 of 20.
Otani's been quiet
for now, and then they'll get to the World Series, and he'll go just completely off. So yeah,
Enjoy
and it. Then Seattle in the World Series, most likely, right? So you got a West Coast World Series, Dodgers in Seattle. That's a cool World Series. I'm rooting for Seattle, man.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I would love to see them win a championship. That would be kind of cool. Have we ever seen Seattle win? We saw the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Yeah.
I guess. But the Mariners obviously have never done anything. I think America is going to be rooting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're going to show that map, you know, of who's rooting for who in the World Series. 49 states will be rooting for Seattle. One state will be rooting for the Dodgers, I would imagine.
California. Enjoy it. That's baseball, unless it changes. It's just going to keep happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.